Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Thank you, Coach. Thank you.
Here we go in the fourth. Knocked away by Payne as the big man was lumbering, and that was Millsap. Payne erases the shot.
Clock and shot clock winding down the third. Booker.
Payne with a three. Goes by Porter. What a shot by Payne.
It's BetQL Daily with Joe Ostrowski and Ryan Horvat on the BetQL Audio Network.
Download the BetQL app today. Use our promo code DAILY for 20% off any subscription. BetQL helps you beat the sportsbook, guys. BetQL tells you which side professional bettors are picking, provides real-time line movement and historical betting results. Promo code DAILY, 20% off any subscription. We're on Twitter at BetQL Daily. Make sure you follow us. You can find all the cool video clips if you missed any part of the show, all the links to the podcast, all that good stuff. Keep updated on the show. Once in a while, we do giveaways on there at BetQL Daily, so make sure you are following. Horvat, big game tonight, at least for you. At least for you. You've been waiting on this. How are the Bucks going to show? Before we dive into the betting angles, we know Milwaukee's favored, but will you look at it in a positive sense if they show up? Is the bar that low that you could at least say, you know, at least they showed up for game three in the second round of the postseason?
Yeah, I think that the bar is that low right now, especially against this Nets team. Now, if it was the Raptors 2 years ago or last year's Miami Heat, I think it's a different story. But I think just because of right now, Kevin Durant's playing on another level, man. Like, Kevin Durant looks like he's 24 years old. Kevin Durant looks like he was never injured before. So I feel like, yeah, I feel like if they just show up, people will be satisfied. That's what happens when you lose by 49 points, though, man.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep, when you're trailing by that much and we're waiting all season to get to this point. So the game's in Brooklyn. We have Nets -3. They win in cover. In game two, the Bucks close as 2-point favorites, and then the Nets cover by 41 points. And here we are in game three, and the Bucks are favored once again. Once that game started in game two, if you didn't bet on the side, or let's say you were on the Bucks side, you're just like, never again. No. What was I thinking? What was I thinking taking the team that is favored against the Brooklyn Nets? And so we changed venues, and this is a situation once again, but we're out to 3.5. Total at 234. I thought the total was going to drop even more. I know you're not supposed to overreact to a sample size of one or two games, but I thought it would move more than 5 points because game one, the under hit by 17.5, and game two, the under hit by 27.
Yeah. And what did the Bucks score in game two, man? 85 points?
87. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I would not touch that total either way.
That's under or nothing, right?
Yeah. It's got to be
the
under.
The way this just played?
Okay. Yeah. 234.5. Now I'm seeing some 234s. Yeah, I don't think I could play either. I don't think I could play the total. And so game one, I was on the Bucks. Game two, we were both on the Bucks. Got them as dogs. Got the closing line value on that. I'm still kind of surprised that they did close as favorites, but I think that we just overreacted. They overreacted, the books did, to the injury to James Harden. And as good as James Harden is, guys, an MVP candidate every year, I don't even think the Nets need him against the Bucks right now. And I don't know that they'll need him in the next round. I mean, maybe against Philly they will. We'll see what happens in the rest of that series. But, man, like tonight, I don't think I could back the Bucks. I really don't. After what we saw, game one, game two, even without James Harden, I don't think I could be on Milwaukee's side tonight.
Plus 138 dogs, money line?
I don't think I could do it. I really don't.
No. Brooklyn, plus 138 is what I'm asking.
Oh, yeah. Brooklyn, plus 138, man. Yeah. I think that'd be the way that you'd have to go. And, you know, Jake in the comments here says that that seems fishy. And it's funny because Dylan Burns, he was texting me last night and he said, I want to throw everything on the Nets. And I told him, I go, man, I don't know, because I could see, I think the Bucks are going to steal one at home at the Pfizer.
He said three or four. Right.
It's going to be three or four. And that's the big question. That is the big question right now. I mean, the Bucks look so bad game two. And it wasn't just like the regular stuff when the Bucks look bad. Like offensively, you know, Giannis, if he's not getting to the rim, bricking jumpers all over the place. Middleton was missing shots all over the place. Jrue Holiday was pressing, trying to do way too much. But the problem that I had with the Bucks, why I can't back them, is because even when they're bad offensively, the last 2 years they've showed up on the defensive end. And even Giannis was put on skates by Kevin Durant, by Kyrie Irving, and then Blake Griffin.
No, Blake. It was about Blake. Yeah. Blake.
That had to just kill Giannis's pride right there. Blake Griffin played in Detroit for how many years? He dunked one time. And now since he's been in Brooklyn, he's dunked like 19, 20 times. And, you know, the putback was one thing. But the one where he just put Giannis on a poster, I almost feel like that just destroyed Giannis right there. So I don't think I could touch Milwaukee tonight. But also at the same time, like, wouldn't be surprised if they did steal one. But is it going to be game three or is it going to be game four? I have no clue. But right now, they look that bad.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
I know you're anti-player props, but this one is just screaming at me. Tell me why I shouldn't bet Giannis under 33.5 points.
Ooh, under? Back home?
Yes. Playoffs, he's gone under 33.5 in 6 of 7 times. The one game he went over, he scored 34. Blake Griffin, like you mentioned, the defense. When you look at some of the metrics that are available out there and what we've seen in these first two games, like, Giannis is not getting to the rim.
No.
Every shot he's taking, like, it's 4 to 5 feet further away from the rim against Blake Griffin than all season.
And it's Blake Griffin is what I don't understand. Like I keep bringing up, like, 2 years ago, Nick Nurse did the box and one, and they figured out, oh, if you just take away the rim and you force Giannis to shoot jumpers, you can beat the Bucks no matter what Chris Middleton gives them. Last year, Miami, Eric Spoelstra did the same exact thing. And that's the thing, like, as good as the Nets are, they look way too damn good defensively. And Blake Griffin should not be shutting down Giannis, or Kevin Durant should not be shutting down Giannis, even though Kevin Durant is a very good and very underrated defender. Man, but the only thing with that going under on that is if Middleton doesn't show up again.
And
if
that was my question. Is Middleton going to be for most part a no-show early? So he's terrible in game one. We all know that. Game two, he doesn't make a shot at the start of the game. What, he missed like 6 or 8 straight shots once again? Yeah. And now, okay, what are you going to do in game three? Is he going to finally show up, or is he going to have a third consecutive poor outing?
And so, like, the thing with Middleton too is even when Paul George has a terrible night and goes 2 for 14 from the floor, he'll still go to the rack and he'll still get fouled and get to the charity stripe. Like, Middleton, for some reason, just does not want to do that right now. And what concerns me about Middleton, I feel like everything's in his head right now. You notice that when he dribbled into the corner in game two and just dribbled the ball off his leg. I mean, they're already down 30 at that point. Yeah. But I just feel like they're shook right now. Like, you could tell when a team is just shook and it's rollover time, and that's what the Bucks look like right now. I don't know that I could take the under on Giannis, though, because I feel like one of these games, man, he's going to have to show up. And especially when he's, like, checking social media and everything he sees is just Blake Griffin. This version
if
of Blake
Giannis,
Griffin.
If Giannis goes down 0-3, the Heat's going to switch from Budenholzer. Like, that's old news. He's fired. To now, Giannis, is he a true two-time MVP? Is he a super, superstar? Is he ever going to win? That's what it's going to be.
And, like, imagine if they were losing like this to Brooklyn last year before Giannis signed that Supermax. What would all the discussion be? Is Giannis going to stick in Milwaukee? And honestly, I don't know that he would. Like, last year, there was the built-in excuse of the bubble. And the year before that, he went to the Eastern Conference Finals. If they got beat, if they get swept, man, it's a good thing that he signed that Supermax. But that is actually a lot of the discussion here in Milwaukee. Is Giannis mm-hmm. a true number one? And I hate, like, I
wow.
hate that.
Wow.
I mean, because the thing about Giannis, man, like, he could handle the ball. Because Jason Kidd, when he was the head coach of the Bucks, put it in his head that he wanted him to be the starting point guard of the team. But Giannis is 7 foot tall. Like, every year, everybody says Giannis needs to improve his jump shot. He needs to develop a 3-point shot. And every single offseason, I say he needs to develop another post move, and he needs to hit 70% from the free throw line. He doesn't need to be out there chucking threes. And that's why I like the addition of Drew Holiday. But man, watching Chris Paul last night, like, I didn't want the Bucks to do that, but Chris Paul would have been the better fit probably, because that's the thing. Like, Giannis on top of the key, dribbling the ball for 20 seconds on the shot clock. That's not the answer for the Bucks. And that's the other thing. They're not running any offense right now. Budenholzer's running no offensive sets. It's just Giannis tried to get to the rack, pick and roll with Drew, Middleton roll off a screen and brick a wide open jumper. They just look bad right now.
What's your bet on this game? I say that Nets money line is screaming, man, and Giannis under 33.5.
Yeah. I will. I'll probably be on the Nets. Like, couldn't say that obviously this morning in Milwaukee. They will crucify me. But I don't.
Why? Why? Have they watched the games?
Yeah. And a lot of people are out, but people are buying in that they'll.
Who cares what they have?
No, I don't care. All I care about is what my wallet says, and I think the Nets are winning tonight. And if anything, a prop, I'm going over on Kevin Durant points until somebody proves that they could stop him. Giannis was the defensive player of the year last year, man. He's getting schooled by everybody.
I was looking at that. I'm worried about the blowout factor, and he hasn't gone over the point prop because of that, because they've dominated so many games. That's my big concern.
Yeah. And that's the other thing. If it becomes a 30-point blowout, he's not going to be out there in the fourth quarter. That's the only thing with him and Kyrie. But those are the two guys that I would look to target, because the Bucks have no answers for them defensively right now.
Clippers Jazz. This is a point spread of 3. That's what it closed in game 1. No budging there. Point spread of 3. Total of 222. Just up a tick, a half point from where we closed in game number 1. So, yeah, my first thoughts are Donovan Mitchell, great, big fan of his. Love it when he shuts people up, pours in 45. Don't expect him to do that again. It sounds like no Mike Conley. I don't believe, now, I have nothing to go off of based on last year's playoff. I don't believe that Paul George is going to repeat 4 for 17 from the field. You get more out of him. But this is Clippers +3, right?
Yeah. I played that this morning. That was the first thing that I played, and I was considering maybe even the money line. I think the Clippers win tonight. I think they even that series up to go back to Los Angeles. But then again, I do think the Clippers end up winning the series.
Should we money line both dogs tonight? Is that what we're saying?
Yeah. I honestly think that we should. You know what's going to happen is the Bucks are going to win tonight. And not only are they going to win tonight, they're going to win by 30. Middleton's going to have 40, because not only have I been on the Bucks both game 1 and 2, but I've also been on the Middleton props over 20.5 points. He's went under. I guarantee he shows up tonight in the Bucks win, but I can't do that. Clippers, yeah, I feel like we have to play the Clippers on the money line, right? I mean, Paul George is not going to be that bad. And even if he is, he's got to figure out ways to score the basketball, whether that's get to the rack, get to the foul line, do whatever you got to do. The other thing with the Clippers, man, like Kawhi just needs to take these games over. You know, he facilitates a little bit too much. Like, I love Kawhi's game.
But he takes them over when he needs to. Yeah. Well, like game one, I'd have to look back, but I'm just saying what we saw in the first round, like when he had to be playoff Kawhi late in the series, when they were up against it against the Mavs, he was. So I wonder if he's going to give that sort of effort with very little rest early on in the series. He was good, but he needs to be better.
Yeah, he needs to be a lot better. Paul George obviously needs to be a lot better because I really don't love the Clippers supporting cast the whole lot. But with those two, especially because they're two-way players, they both defend. I have a hard time betting against them. Can't root for Utah. Right. But, man, I'll tell you this. I still have nightmares about what Donovan Mitchell did in the second half of that game. I don't know that they have an answer for him. I do think the Clippers win tonight, though.
How about the over? Game number one, Utah had an 18-point first quarter. Clippers had a 19-point third quarter. I don't see that happening tonight.
No, same here. I'm so scared of playoff overs after what I saw from Philadelphia and Atlanta. That was the only over I've taken in this entire in either round. And it was on pace to hit by like 8 points. And all of a sudden they were just chucking up bricks all over the place. Trae Young couldn't hit a shot to save his life. I feel like in the playoffs, like last night, man, like it's like under or nothing for me right now. Do you think this one goes over? I don't think I could play an over in the playoffs right now.
I didn't see any Clarkson or Ingles made threes prop yet. Hopefully they'll be available before we get out of here. But certainly noteworthy in game one, Donovan Mitchell attempted 15 threes. Clarkson attempted 14 threes. Ingles, playing the role of the point guard, attempted 8, only made one of them. Yeah. So I want to see some of these made threes props for sure.
Yeah, what do you think Ingles is going to be? 2.5 or 3.5 tonight? If we get a 2.5, that's my favorite play of the night, but I haven't seen it either. I was looking
Mitchell's 3.5. Mitchell's 3.5, and I don't see Ingles up yet. So hopefully we can get into that later on. Coming up next, Michael Leboff. Huge Isles fan from the Action Network. He'll drop by. This is the BetQL Audio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.